Hello. Good morning. Good morning.
Happy birthday, Ambush.
Thank you. Mine.
Yours.
The day of my birth.
Indeed.
Today.
Right now.
Well, I got to tell you, it feels pretty good.
Does it feel good?
It does. The fact that it fell on a broadcast day for us, that's pretty dope.
It is.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah.
I definitely grew up in the way, I mean, summer birthday means I wasn't ever at school on my birthday.
Nice. Not nice.
But I mean, it worked out for me. I didn't have to, okay. You know.
You didn't do cupcakes in class, though.
Did not get cupcakes in class.
Right.
It also meant that my parents had to be more organized.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, plan a birthday party so that you could invite people.
Right.
With actual invitations, like in person, before school was out. I could never. Yeah, I should actually talk to my mom about that. Shout out to Sherry. Good job.
Good job, Sherry.
Yeah, it would have never. I mean, our kids' birthdays are during the school year, yeah. And I'm still like, oh no, that's tomorrow?
Yeah, no.
I mean, I am better than that, but.
Wow. Yeah, that's a lot of work. You got to collect people's, because you're not getting emails back then, right?
You're handing them over. You're like, here's an invite. Don't lose it because the birthday party's not until after school's out.
Right. Wow.
I mean, people used to show up, though. I don't know how it worked out, but
yeah.
It did.
I've seen pictures from your birthday parties. They were popping.
They were popping.
Yeah.
My only reason of saying any of this was that I was not used to doing, like, the works on my birthday.
Mm-hmm.
You know? There were several years I took my birthday off from work because
Right. How
else do you celebrate?
Yeah. No.
But then I realized that if you're there, they'll take you to lunch and like buy you stuff.
Yeah.
Started going to work on my birthday.
Pretty sweet deal.
Yeah.
Well, I am not going to work on my birthday. I am out of office till Monday.
Woo!
Doesn't mean work won't be getting done.
Birthday present.
You know.
Is that your birthday present to yourself?
No.
Oh.
I feel like it's a duty. A responsibility.
Oh. Uh-huh. Someone showing out on the radio today.
Yeah. I'm all grown up. I'm 47 now. That's how you conduct yourself.
Oh, that's how you do it.
Birthday gift to myself.
I wouldn't know. I'm much younger.
We'll be watching The Nun 2 and Blue Beetle. One's in the theater, one's online.
Which one's in the house? Because I'll watch that one.
Blue Beetle.
Ah.
Ooh, wow.
No, I mean, shout out to Blue Beetle.
You're just over the superhero. Do you have superhero fatigue?
No.
Okay, you have DC fatigue.
Yes.
Understood.
1,000%.
We can move on.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I just feel like, doesn't Loki start soon? You know, I'll just wait for that.
Speaking of which.
I do want to see The Nun too, though.
We had a hell of a time at Rose City Comic Con.
We did.
That was so dope.
My girl.
The audience engagement was amazing.
Shout out to the entire audience.
Yeah.
Like, they were in it to win it.
Yes, they were with us. That was so dope.
I was shocked that a Rudo was not there, but you know.
Rudes.
You know, it can't be.
It can't be Rudes all the time.
You know, it just can't.
Yeah.
And. You know, I didn't mean to put that pressure on you, but you did set an expectation, you know? So.
He's like, come on, guys. One con per year. I was just at Fan Expo.
That's true.
Some slack.
It's true.
You get some slack cut towards your roots. It's all right.
But so, I'm sorry. I interrupted.
I was going to say, shout out to Sean and Ado for filling
in. Yes.
It was really, really good. It was an amazing time. It was a busy, busy weekend, so I only got a chance to check it out on Friday. But some of my staff did get a chance to go back on Saturday and kick it. Yeah, man. I was really, really like caught off guard with how much larger Rose City Comic Con was than the Fan Expo. It took up the whole building. And the whole, you know, Friday's a slower day and Saturday goes bananas. I'm sure Saturday went bananas, but Friday was popping.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is definitely, I now understand the scheduling because previously I did not know when any of those things were happening until I was driving to work and then was like, oh, look at all the people in outfits.
Right.
Okay, there must be a thing. And then on my way home, it'd be like, whoa, there's droves of people.
The Max doors popped open.
They popped open.
Narnia
and
just walked out.
Exactly that.
Yeah.
And now I understand that it'd be like, one was, you're seeing quite a few people in outfits, but then the other, it's like tons. And now I get it. It was Fan Expo and then Rose City Comic Con. And no shade at all.
None at all.
Two different things.
Yeah.
And super fun.
Yeah.
I was a little intimidated because the room was big.
Twice.
And
maybe
I was
three
like,
times the size of our last room?
Yeah. So I was like, oh, I know none of my family's going to be here cheering us on. And there were so many people in there.
Yeah.
And they were super engaged. And they'd never heard of us. They don't know who we are.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
It was great.
It was so good. Shout out to Fan. Shout out to Rose City Comic Con.
I'm a little shocked. The internet's not working. It's Ambush's birthday. I don't see one text message yet. I mean, that's no way to treat a fiance. Are we on air?
Yes. Yeah.
I think maybe we're not on. Is this thing on? Is my mic on? I said happy birthday at the very top. Seems like somebody would have said something by now. Crystal's busy. I get it.
Crystal.
But I don't know. Regis, you had your phone in your hand when I saw you. So. Just gonna, you know? Hey! We can move forward.
James, we know you're listening.
Indeed. You know?
Yeah.
And we know that you have wished a happy birthday somewhere to someone.
Of course.
You could, in fact, tell Ambush happy birthday.
I believe they are coming, you know? People are getting their coffee, getting themselves together, hopping in a car.
Fair enough.
You know?
I'm just going to say, 7:41.
She's like, you better not on my birthday.
We weren't on the air on my birthday.
If it does fall, I know. Listen, y'all. Hey,
I would have certainly had a tantrum by now. I mean, certainly.
You look really good in that Renaissance hat. You're on the air.
You know?
It looks great.
Hey, thank you so much.
Yeah, looks great.
Also, yikes.
What happened?
Got a text message.
Oh, jeez.
Happy birthday, Morgan! XOXO Rude. No wonder I like Ambush. He's a fellow Libra. Scales of justice, baby.
Boom. You're GD right.
That is not Rudo. That's someone else. Happy birthday, Ambush! Sorry, sudden arrival of rainy season has us tired and slower. Okay, you know what? Yeah.
Yeah, that came out of nowhere,
1,000%. 1,000, like,
Whew. All I want to do is, like, be in a laundromat right now.
Okay, let's maybe unpack that.
Reading some comics. It's a rainy day.
Do you read comics in the laundromat?
No, it's what I want to do.
When do you go
though.
To the laundromat?
I'm going to have to go today. We got some moving blankets. We got some moving blankets and some rags from last weekend that was in the truck all week. And I forgot to take them to the laundromat because I wasn't washing that stuff in our house. And we popped open the doors yesterday for the activation. And David was like, oh,
that smells
like
a moldy.
Yeah. I said, oh, my God. Yeah. So catch me at Spin Cycle, brah.
Well, that is a way to spend your birthday.
They got video games.
Not going to be there with you.
Babes.
I got stuff to do.
That's fine.
Fine. Your day off doesn't mean it's my day off.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, thank you for showing up for your fiance. I appreciate it.
That was a jerk.
And yes, his birthday is my birthday. My birthday is my birthday. I will say that Ambush and my grandma shared a birthday.
Your dad going right.
And
his birthday in America.
That was definitely her favorite thing to be like, well, I know he's a good one because that birthday, that means a lot.
Geneva's amazing. Like, you know, it's for you know, it's your birthday. No, ma'am. It is your birthday.
She would always say that. How come nobody's doing it for Am's birthday? It's like, well, lady, it's your birthday.
It's your birthday, Geneva.
You're about to be 100. So we're going to pay attention to that.
Yeah.
Got another one. Good morning. happy birthday, Ambush. Glad you share it with my grandbaby.
Oh, nice.
Another, I mean, wonderful.
Come on.
Oh, that was John. Thank you, John.
Nice.
Also, there are pictures coming in, and I can't see those from here. So Ambush will get on that, and we will be able to see the pictures in a bit.
Oh,
the grandbaby is grandbaby-ing. Oh, what an adorable. Oh my gosh!
I need the stuffed animal's name, John. I need your grandbaby's stuffed animal's name.
Another text. Today is my 69th birthday, so happy birthday to everyone! Happy birthday!
Oh my god! Happy birthday!
What a wonderful day!
This is great.
Ambush, look at you sharing your birthday with so many wonderful Libras.
The greatest, huh?
I am just so excited for you.
Who else coming with me to see the nuns? Like,
okay. Well, definitely not the grandbaby.
Not taking
I'm not letting you take the grandbaby over there.
No. What's out that we could go see? Wow. Spy Kids. We could go see Spy Kids.
I think you just want to see Spy Kids really bad.
I don't.
You do?
Come on. Like, who's doing that?
Ooh. Well, another thing for your birthday. It just came... you know, just moments early, Candace Avalos.
Hello.
Has entered the city council chat. District 1 up, you know?
Come on, Candace.
You know?
Come on, Candace. East Coast representative.
Yeah, that was exciting news to see the other day.
Very happy.
Very happy about that. And yeah, makes you want to live in District 1.
Yeah.
You know, I hope
Where is District 1?
It's east of 205.
Okay.
So I know that might not mean anything to you in this moment.
How many districts do we have?
12. I don't remember.
Oh. So
I don't remember. No, I really don't remember. Don't ask me that.
Okay.
I was going to say. On the news.
Is there a possibility
immediately without looking
that we could reside in District 9?
No.
Oh. My sci-fi hopes dashed.
But do you want to live in District 9? I feel like the movie tells us we don't want to live there.
I mean, this version of it, maybe you're right. I don't know. Shout out to Tim and IT at Pam. We love that movie.
It's a, I mean, good movie.
So good.
So I haven't good. Seen I it since it probably there. Came out.
Yeah, I've watched it like twice and been like just blown away, and like this movie's incredible. It left a mark.
Clearly, you've only seen it twice and you named a business after it?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. District 9 Creative Solutions. I've seen Hereditary.
Oh, I once. Did that backwards. It's okay.
Yeah.
And
it's in my top 3 horror films.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't when do I need to go back down that road? Film was incredible and terrifying. We sat in the that was on your birthday. We went to go see that.
Yeah,
when that came out, saw it in the theater and sat in the car for 10 minutes, like almost silent.
Yeah,
yeah, like
basically silent. Sort of like
don't know where to start. Yeah, that was rough stuff. Top 3.
This text says Ambush just wants Scramp. District 9.
Oh my god.
Yeah. So just to correct myself there.
Okay.
Four districts and is it 12 city council people?
Yeah, I think it's 12 city council people.
Something like that.
Yeah.
I said I corrected myself, but I didn't actually look it up.
So, oh, okay.
I'm doing great.
Okay.
It's Ambush's birthday.
Okay. All right.
I'm just going to use that as my reset. Every time I mess up, we'll just celebrate your birthday a little bit harder.
Mm. Bruto, no scrimp prank gifts because I'm allergic. So just throwing that out there. All right.
It's like not bad allergic, though. You know, it's kind of worth it.
Is it?
No, I'm just kidding. It's not great. It's not.
Heyday, what is happening here?
Well, I think I mean, it's not as bad in the way that like I
do cat hair.
I do near death experience with cats, and you do barfaroni.
It's called projectile vomiting.
You probably didn't need to say all that.
But well,
here we are now.
I want to give our audience the truth.
Okay.
I'm sharing medical information. HIPAA.
Goodbye. No.
My gift to you on my day of birth.
Mm-hmm.
Medical information.
Well, we were just talking about sci-fi, and my question to you, Ambush, is do you believe in magic?
Yeah, definitely.
Because today's theme is make-believe.
Oh my gosh.
Magic the Gathering.
Yes. Not the Magic the Gathering.
Sorry. No shirt. I don't know what that really is. So
it's a card game.
I know it's a card game.
Right.
No, I don't know what the card game is.
No, same.
And so if you play that, I'm sorry. I didn't, you know.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to make fun of your fave.
So in local stores, Target is closing 3 stores here in Portland.
No. No, that's shocked the awe.
Will the other 15 be enough for us to get by? I mean, with Black Friday and Cyber Monday around the corner.
Probably not.
Huh.
15? There are 15 others?
Yeah.
Portland had a total of 18 Targets?
I don't think we're going to make
it. Seems excessive.
I don't think we're going to make it, bro.
Well, Measure 110 was found innocent in raising drug overdoses. I don't know if anybody...
Say.
Yeah. No. So can we stop playing now? Or... Because what will the people that don't live in Portland do
right
with this brand new tale as old as time information? What will they do with it?
Ignore it.
Oh, fun.
Per use. And in the national news, a cop kills a person of color and gets away with it. I know what you're thinking. How is this news, right?
I do wonder.
Right.
If we get to it, we're going to talk about Donald John Trump, otherwise known as otherwise known as inmate number. No,
soon to be.
It's not looking great for the dump truck. It is not looking. Those city boys are not up.
No, no.
It's looking like they might not have any businesses.
Yeah. Yeah.
To do the tax evasion.
New York on freeze. New York on freeze.
Not they put it on mute.
Bruh. Full trip.
Big energy.
Listen, and no one like within the family. Like they listed Don Jr.
Both sons.
Yeah, both sons.
Eric over there looking goofy.
Like, wait a minute. Yeah.
Oh, no, Dad.
The CFOs.
Dad, what happened?
Yeah. Anyone that currently has anything in their name cannot at this point. Everything is on out of order. Freeze.
I don't hear anything about Ivanka, though.
No.
So shout out to the patriarchy, you know?
I think maybe Ivanka was reserved for international business.
Ivanka, I think Ivanka's also smart enough to know my name shouldn't go on that.
Yeah.
Although I don't know if it's a... I don't know.
She's a shiv.
Ivanka is shiv. Oh, for certain.
Yeah, she's backdooring. She's, you guys went around with that? Okay.
All right. Yeah, I'll be over here with Jared, and he's getting $2 billion from the Saudis. So we'll just move forward.
Yeah.
No, you cannot borrow any money, Eric.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is shiv Roy, easily.
Hard agree.
Yeah.
Yep. So those are our stories we're going to chat about.
Yay.
We're going to... I'm going to randomly scream into this microphone, happy birthday to Ambush, multiple times.
In the middle of stories.
In the middle of a story. You know, I'm not going to tell you when it's going to happen. I'm just going to do it. I am my own soundboard. Today's the day that I get to really live my dreams, you know?
Okay.
So get ready for that. Ratchet birthday.
Sounds like,
No?
I guess so.
Do you remember that song?
I do.
It was unfortunate.
I do.
Never needed to happen. Are you ready for this? Okay.
I'm never ready for that song.
I mean,
I'm going to Six Flags or something.
No, you're at a Blazer game.
That too.
Shout out to Dame. And
shout
I mean
out
that
to Dame.
With all of my heart.
For real, man.
Shout out to Dame. I hope you get a ring.
I hope you come back.
You know what I love about
theory? I like that.
I want to see him win. So that means wherever he goes.
Anywhere.
If there's a connection he has with Portland now that
super strong.
I don't think that goes away because he goes to another team. Right. So I am not one of the Blazer fans out here. I mean, am I really? But I'm not a person out here mad at him. No. Like, that is a move that I think needed to be made a minute ago.
Dame time.
But yeah, like, shout out to Dame.
Yeah, straight up. Best wishes. Good luck. Get you some rings.
Hopefully. You know what Portland, what the Trailblazers are really great at is training them up, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Get them ready to win a championship. They're not going to do it here. Shit. And I have a lot of things to say about that, but it's organizational, not necessarily talent. It is definitely not the talent.
Yikes.
But we do a great job of just, you know, getting them ready.
Training them up.
Getting them ready to be champions.
Getting them ready. Preparing them for the world.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ready for the world.
We're a middle college, if you will.
Oh, wow.
No? Okay. Before we get started into the stories, there is we've received a text message that is all caps. So I'm saying that so that I don't actually yell.
Gotcha.
Okay? Because I know that people's ears are precious. Also, I cannot get over John's grandbaby.
This photo, John.
Just the sweetest thing.
Oh, my gosh.
This one, all caps. Are you ready? Happy birthday, Pop Daddy.
Holy crap.
And you know what that means.
Holy crap. Yeah. Who's listening?
That means a little someone's up. A little someone's listening.
Jeez. And I have my shirt on, just to be clear. Okay.
That's Kaylin.
Shush.
What just happened is he thought this was Lily.
I did think it was Lily.
Because she jokes with him all the time and uses all of the nicknames that our kids call their dad.
Oh.
And, nope.
What happened?
She's still going. She said, I'm here. I'm here, bro. It's me, bro.
Hey, Kay.
Good morning, Kay. I love the all caps. This is, this is making my morning. Might be my birthday. that is such a, that is so pure.
Oh man, so pure.
So pure. So pure. Get our babes joining the show from home. Man. Yeah, so it's Pop Daddy's birthday. You guys are more than welcome to call DJ Ambush Pop Daddy if you want.
Oh, wow.
Just today, though.
That's what we're...
Okay. Just today. Also, I know that we are, we've been asked, you know, to do better cross promotion, you know, like tell people what the things and the stuffs. And we are not good at that yet, but we are getting there. And I'm just going to say that in true DJ Ambush fashion, one of the only people I know that cannot wait to work on his birthday will, in fact, be on the ones and the twos tonight. Because why wouldn't he on his birthday? He doesn't want his family to take him to birthday dinner. He wants to work. So you can catch him at Hey Love.
America's
best hotel bar.
Yeah.
I don't know who named him that, but I hard agree. I love Hey Love.
Yeah.
You're doing a little tribute.
Yeah.
It really does work out. I mean, it was the first record you bought or something in his DJ origin story. It is very 93 until infinity. Until
infinity. And like, it was so wild.
Instrumental.
Chach hit me up, shout DJ Chach, and was like, hey, Hey Love is doing a string of tribute parties. September 28th, they want to do a Souls of Mischief party. 93 till infinity. And I'm like, how is this even possible? How is it possible that on my 30th year of DJing, which is also the anniversary of this particular album, for the first record I ever bought, you contact me to DJ a tribute party on my actual birthday. What?
Universe be universe.
That's wild. That's super wild. Did you see my my story yesterday?
Definitely not.
Okay. And just in the following the thread of the universe universing.
Mm-hmm.
So I told this story on my Instagram. I'm going to try to give it to you in a way that captures that same emotion. So as a child in the 80s, I received a G.I. Joe Cobra Terradome. A really huge gift.
This sounds like a Barbie dream house for you.
It definitely was a Barbie dream house. Yeah. It's amazing. It allowed Cobra to have their base of operations pretty much anywhere. And the Joes were caught off guard because of the technical prowess of the Terradome. You know? So, yeah. But again, it's one of those gifts where you're like, no way my parents are getting this for me. This is... And then it became one of those, oh, this is all you get. And I'm like,
that's all I need.
That's all I need for 5 years. Don't give me nothing. You I'm got good. It. And I got it. Not too long after that, I can't remember how much time it passed. No, our fire. We lost everything.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Amber.
One of my homies was playing in the house next door and set a fire, and it engulfed our house. We lost 99%.
All of it.
99%. Whole first floor done. Tons of smoke damage on the second floor. So I pulled the Terradome out. This is after everything is done. We're salvaging. I pulled the Terradome out and a couple other things. And it's been in my parents' basement ever since.
Get out.
Yeah. And I told myself, I'm going to restore this. Like, this is my thing. This is going to be, when I have time, this is going to be like a little project for me. I'll put it up on a pedestal. Take a brush and get some cleaning solution. I'm going to restore the Terradome.
Uh-huh.
Yesterday, we're on the way to do the activation, but I had to go get gas. Go get air in the van. So I go up to the gas station right there, MLK in Fremont. And on the way back down, as I'm heading towards the highway, I see a Terradome on the corner just sitting there.
What do you mean?
Yeah. This Terradome, again, this thing came out in the 80s.
Yeah.
The one that's out here on the corner, covered in rain, is in such great condition, the stickers are still on it.
Huh?
I spin le bloc.
Uh-huh.
Hop out.
Happy birthday to your ambush?
Hello. Hop out. Took me a awesome picture and threw it in the van.
Oh, okay. I was like, you just
took
a picture of it?
So when the Terradome construction is over, it will have pieces from my East Coast Terradome and my West Coast Terradome. Happy birthday to Ambush.
Wow.
That was ridiculous. I could not believe that actually happened. Like even now as I'm telling the story, I'm like, this thing is really in the van.
I mean, mouth wide open.
Yeah.
That's wild. Got a couple of texts. I'm just going to, real quick. You got Cobra.
You goddamn right.
And I lost my Snake Mountain to a house fire.
No.
And I'm a Libra. Are Ambush and I twins?
Quite possibly.
Yes, you are, Rudo. Yes, you are.
Come on.
Another one. Coming in with the vintage X-ray references. R.I.P. the Quick Six.
Yeah.
But wow. Let me say, you've always been the only news with my blank of my heart. Ah, ooh, fiance.
That's nice.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Made all of me smile just now.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, are we going to do any news?
I think we got to do some news.
Might want to do a little something.
Yeah.
It's your birthday. You choose.
Okay. What was the second story? You said we definitely want to get in. Maybe we start with that one.
Measure 110.
Let's do the measure 110.
All right. Well, you know, in some totally shocking, could not be less surprised news at all. There are new research findings that could impact the future of drug decriminalization in Oregon.
Do tell.
A recent study commissioned by the CDC has emerged amid heightened public scrutiny and new efforts to recriminalize hard drugs in Oregon. What's the better way to say hard drugs? Can someone help me? Thank you. And now
stronger,
it sounds
the good stuff.
I just think it's funny that it's like the hard drugs.
Yeah, it's
like
law enforcement talk.
Yeah, yeah. And I don't want a cop talk, yeah. You know? Now, what do we call those outside of trying to police it? Right. Anyway, efforts to recriminalize those drugs, challenging the narrative surrounding drug decriminalization. Oregon's Measure 110, which was passed by voters in 2020, decriminalized the possession of small amounts of hard drugs in favor for addiction treatment, redirecting individuals to addiction treatment programs rather than incarceration.
Right.
Let's use those dollars the way they make the most sense. The law has been a subject of intense debate lately, with some blaming it for a perceived rise in drug use and overdoses. The study, published in JAMA Psychiatry, a peer-reviewed medical journal, sought to investigate the impact of Measure 110 on overdose deaths. Researchers examined data spanning from February 2021 to March 2022 and reached the conclusion that, quote, "We found no evidence of an association between legal changes that removed or substantially reduced criminal penalties for drug possession in Oregon and Washington and fatal drug overdose rates."
Listen, JAMA Psychiatry is some George Soros-backed left-wing think tank.
Actually, that's amazing that you said that. Because I don't know if you remember, there was a poll where it was like, that the Oregonian put out that was like the majority of Oregon voters want to repeal Measure 110. However, it really is the majority of the people that were asked.
Right.
And who knows who those people were. But the people who funded that poll
survey
are definitely an anti- If you are anti-marijuana
in today,
to now,
right,
and have built a brand on anti-marijuana, I think you're starting from a frame that is you're never gonna get there because
you have no desire to be there.
I don't even know how you can still be that in today. Like, yeah. Reefer Madness, for real?
I was literally about to say, we're still talking Reefer Madness?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I got off track. So, the study challenges the notion that Measure 110 is responsible for rising overdose deaths. Overdose deaths? Why is that hard to say? Pointing to a broader increase in fatal overdoses across multiple states, likely linked to the influx of fentanyl.
You don't say.
This research is particularly significant as critics of Measure 110, including local elected leaders, have pushed for its repeal. A coalition called the Coalition to Fix and Improve Ballot Measure 110. They're really just nailing these names. has recently gained momentum, raising over $700,000 from wealthy donors, including folks like Tim Boyle, Jordan the Schnitz, Schnitzer, and Phil Knight.
Cool.
Didn't see any of that coming, did we?
Cool.
The studies focused solely on fatal overdoses and did not consider non-fatal overdoses, which are incredibly challenging to track accurately due to underreporting. However, it's supposed to open or should open the door to a more nuanced discussion about the impact of drug decriminalization. And the researchers behind the study plan to continue their investigation, examining additional years of data as it becomes available. This development comes as Oregon grapples with the ongoing drug crisis, where advocates claim to want the same thing with different ways to get there. Can I just tell you that the news professionals are losing it, bro? Like, yeah. Yo, does Sinclair Media own all of us, or like watching, listening to the news anchors, and you know, what's the guy's name who does? I think it's on Coin Six. Is it six? No, the guy that does the standalone thing. Like he's not an anchor.
Did we watch last night?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Coin Six.
And I can't remember what that segment's called. It's like, you know, on the streets or in the know or
something like
that. At your door. I don't know. The way that they the way that they sort of give you their disdain in just a nod or inflection in their voice. And to be clear, I do this all day, but I'm clear about what my agenda is.
Right. Right.
When the people that say, here's what objectivity looks like, and even though it isn't that, can't do it, they're losing it, bro. Like, these are folks that are giving us a picture of a city that we live in that doesn't actually fit your lived experience.
Right.
And then they're sticking with it. They're sticking with it. Like, I don't know. I do know because you tagged me in it. The like Fox went out in Seattle to what did they call it? A progressive hellscape or something like that.
Yes.
So Jesse Waters, who is the new aspiring Tucker Carlson, Bill O'Reilly of Fox, like he's like put them both together and it's me, but it's not because he's not there, guys. He's the star power.
Right.
Not in it with that one.
Don't have it.
Don't have it. But anyway, he sent out a correspondent and to Seattle and they ripped him apart, basically.
I'm surprised they aired that.
I don't know why they aired it.
Because it still felt like a win. It was like, look at them.
Oh, look at this liberal lady.
They're in denial about what's obviously happening on their streets.
So, you know, we're going to give her the internet famous green coat lady, because that's all we know. But shout out to her for really just doing exactly what we do in conversation. I think that we watch people get interviewed on the news a lot and they're just stuck. Right.
Right.
And it's like, oh, I better just answer this question in a way that I don't know. Yeah. We should probably have, it's scary out here. Police. Ah.
More police. Please, save us.
The way that she was able to get him, the interviewer, to admit that all of the things that he was saying are problems he wasn't actually experiencing. Yeah. And said, like, well, on my way here, I saw all these people shooting up. And she was like,
oh, did you see them? What happened to you?
He was like, well, I was in my car.
Oh, you were in your car?
Oh, no.
Oh. You were in your car. You passed by them. You had to see them while you were in your car.
No, no.
She pancaked him. Like, it was glorious.
Yeah.
One of the finest moments in the internet.
It is exactly what is happening here. And this is why we continuously talk about these stories where it's make-believe. People are creating narratives for money.
Yeah.
Like and in the wake of that are people dying. And the people that are dying are the people that we could have already gotten housing. We could have done this already. But there is a lot to say about what we vote for and then how it is implemented and the people that are purposefully not rolling funds out.
Right.
Who are slowing everything down so that it looks like the things don't work. And that isn't like just bureaucracy. That's what are they called? Enemies of progress. Yeah. Those are people who are in position to do slowages.
Yeah.
Is that a word?
A slowage?
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah,
but I think so.
But you know what I mean? Like they're obstructors. And and then they're like, you know, throwing that obstructor rock, hiding their hands and being like, no one has compassion for these people on the street. We need to lock them up in order for them to get off drugs, which is the funniest thing ever to me. Because with all of the propaganda that we consume as Americans, TV, movies, podcasts, all the things, you true crime in it all day long. You are watching. We watched. When did Oz come out? A gabillion years ago?
Oh, yeah. Very long time ago.
Like, if you don't understand what is free flowing in those prisons, you're not serious about being upset about anything at all. If you don't understand that it's COs that are bringing stuff in.
Right.
If you don't understand that those COs are living their best drug dealer kingpin life because they're bringing it in and forcing people to sell it for them.
Right.
Drugs, being incarcerated means absolutely zero to your ability to get your hands on drugs. Like there are, that you're going to get what you want.
It's annoying how unserious a lot of these people are, these enemies of progress.
It's annoying. It's way too light.
Yeah, you're right. It is. Like, when you're loud and you're having these really, really, you know, boisterous online opinions, and because the majority of it is online. No one likes to be in your face on a microphone, on camera, saying these really ridiculous things. Because then when you ask them a follow-up question, they're stumped. So online, they get to just throw a whole bunch of crap out there. And again, claim that this is coming from some place of empathy and concern. And it's like, but the things you're saying are factually dishonest. So why are we choosing this particular topic and this forum and these issues? Why are we choosing this for entertainment? Because you're not in it for the real. You're not in it for a solution. Solutions are here. They've been presented over and over again by people who do this stuff for a living and want to solve these problems.
Right.
And you respond with propaganda for the sole sake of entertaining yourself. Because even you aren't doing the things that you say need to be done.
Right.
So you're just shouting into the ether.
No, they've made hating Portland or hating poor people their personality.
Yeah.
And they don't know why they hate it. Like, I saw someone this morning who was like, I clearly remember the police or commissioners being so excited when they defunded the Portland police. Like, and what do they think now? Fam, if you are still saying that in 2023, when the police have more money than they've ever had, but somehow you still don't like the outcome.
Right. Say that part.
You don't like the outcome, but they have the most money they've ever had. We are proving that more money to the police means absolutely zero to crime going down. Going down. It doesn't mean anything to crime being solved. All of you that are all up in arms, I cannot believe that all the muggings, you know, like they're not, who is seeing this anyway?
Right.
All those folks up in arms about the things that magically are on camera, but never in their, like, you don't ever see it. You don't have anything to say about the fact that the police have the most money they have, and you have not seen the change you said would happen. Somehow you don't blame that, them having more money. You don't blame that.
All right.
It's what now? The DA. Like, you've now gone right. over
you
to...
Gotta, you got to keep...
It can't be the police.
Moving the goal
line. It's not their problem. They never do anything wrong.
Right.
We just disbanded everything. What about the gun task force? They renamed it. That's what, like, if you live here, live here. You know what I mean? Like, if you're going to pretend to pay attention, actually do it. Like, it doesn't take that much extra effort if you're going to sit here and get the Twitter fingers going about how the police need money and da, 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 da. Like, if you don't know what actually causes crime and if you don't know what's going to solve it, you could sit back and listen. You could read a book. You could listen to other people who know what they're talking about. Instead, you choose to Lars Larson it.
Yeah.
And just try and shame people into it. Like, you make shaming people your personality. Yuck. Yuck. It doesn't work. I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, it's fine. It's utter buffoonery. It really is.
Complete and total.
It really is. Because here's the other part to this, right? Like you point out, and we talk about it a lot, the police currently have, even over the last 2 years, like the budget's been increasing each year steadily. They're like, so I say that to say last year, we also could have said they had the largest budget they ever had.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
But the argument is that we don't have enough police. Let me ask you this. They weren't defunded. They have the largest budget they've ever had. They've been putting out recruiting bonuses, but they can't get their numbers up. Less people want to be police.
And why is that, though?
Why?
Why is that?
Why do less people want to be police?
I distinctly remember a large swath of police quitting because they were going to be held accountable for cracking skulls. And they were like, if I don't get to do that, what kind of policing is there to do?
Right.
Well, I'm just going to go to X county and go crack the skulls over there. That's what you're looking for? Point being, none of this is unique. And so it's happening everywhere. The housing crisis is happening everywhere. The drug crisis is happening everywhere because these are systemic failures. These are not individual moral moments. These are systemic failures. They are policy choices. They have decided that this makes the most sense so that rich people can get richer. They do not care if you die. And anybody who is a contrarian to that but doesn't even have any little fact in their head is unserious and should not be paid attention to in any way.
Yep.
Do not even waste your time going back and forth.
Don't.
Because the entire point for them is to just troll. You're not serious. You don't have compassion for people. You are not looking for people to find housing or be in recovery. Those are not your things. So we can just not do this.
Yeah. But also understand their motivation. Understand their end game, right? They are creating these conversations, these arguments that are unreal and unserious in order to platform people that will get into positions of power to benefit them specifically.
Yep.
Like, period. It's very, very, very selfish motivations here. They're crystal clear. They're crystal clear. When you see people lying this way, understand what it is that they're doing and what they're pursuing. Because it's absolutely, it's disgusting. It's disgusting. It's wild, B.
It's completely wild. And it's folks that are, you know, pretending that business is dead are the same people, you know, like downtown is this thing that you can't even go to.
Thank you for saying that.
But are the same people who are continuously being enriched by owning things downtown.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Like,
so
it can't be both. It can't be both Gotham and just lawlessness everywhere. And then also the Ritz-Carlton is here. Like, right. What are we talking about?
We have the number one hotel bar in the country. We have the number one restaurant in the country. I work downtown. We've been throwing multiple events on a weekly basis for the last 3 months. Downtown, Portland. And I put a tweet
in
up.
In multiple parks, in by multiple the way. Parks. I just want to be clear that this isn't
public
just like
parks.
One spot.
Right. I tweeted, I think it was last week. It's real interesting how the people that complain about the conditions of Portland usually end that tweet with, and that's why I don't go down there. Yeah.
Yo!
Yeah. Yeah. You're telling on yourself. You do not know what you're talking about.
And you also don't live here.
You don't live here.
You live in a suburb, and that's fine.
Right.
your Twitter name should not be something something PDX.
Yeah, maybe not. Maybe
like
not.
Every single one of those handles, I'm like, oh gosh.
Yeah. Also, I'm not sure if anyone remembers this. I don't talk about it a lot. Maybe I need to put it in my Twitter bio. I'm in my second year as a member of the PPB Training Advisory Council. Yeah. I'm on the inside, guys. And I joined that council, that committee, to have an understanding of what exactly is going on. And this happened not too long after that training video went out with the memes in it. That slideshow.
Oh, the ones that the new interim chief put together in the training materials. And
right. This man is now chief now.
There are people out here saying that's going to be a good fit.
Yeah, shout out to those that think that's a good fit.
That's tight.
Wild. Mind blowed. But like, we're not just spewing things into the air here. This isn't just us having opinions without facts, without being involved, without boots on the ground. And I say that because you're going to be coming across people on social media in the different platforms that are not involved.
Right.
That are absolutely not in the places, not doing the things, that want to have all of the opinion. And you gotta like strip that back a little bit and look at the resume. Where are you coming from with this information? Where are you coming from with this data? That doesn't make sense. I don't see all this shoplifting that you guys are talking about.
To the shoplifting. Okay. We got to get to that story. We're doing a little too much. We're only going to get to two stories today, is what it looks like to me. Happy birthday to your ambush. If we could get a music break so that we can gather ourselves, because a perfect segue into what in the world is else is happening with this make believe, you know?
Right.
We find out that Measure 110 has been blamed for all these things, and LOL. It doesn't matter that we knew it the whole time. There's now a study giving you that information.
Right.
And that has also happened already. Self-admittingly, like a whole self-report by retailers saying this. We're shutting all these stores because theft. Oh, whoopsie doodles. Also, so much money.
Right.
Literally swimming in it. Tech says it bottles the mind. It does, and you're Rudo, right.
It bottles the mind. Mind
puts the bottling. Mind in a bottle.
We'll be back after the music break. Yeah, we were all fired up going into the break.
And we're going to stay that way.
Stay fired up. Because you know what? The list of retailers that have decided to close stores as a response to theft continues to grow.
No.
Yes.
What?
Yes.
We addressed this already.
Well, Target said on Tuesday that it's making significant investments in cyber defense to combat retail theft and fraud. It has teamed up with the U.S. Department of Homeland Security Investigations Division to combat retail theft. However, they say that their decision to close several stores in multiple states was due to escalating theft and organized retail crime. Organized retail crime, because we get those rings popping.
Mm-hmm.
Target has announced the closure of 9 stores in 4 states, including 3 in Portland, 1 in New York, and 3 in the San Francisco area. Among the affected locations are downtown Portland's Galleria store, Northeast Portland's Hollywood Branch, and Southeast Portland's Powell Boulevard store. Target emphasizes that 15 stores in the Portland market will continue to operate. These closures set to take effect October 21st. It will impact 2 Seattle stores, will also impact 2 Seattle stores. Target has stated that it will have a combined 150 stores remaining open in the affected markets. The company plans to offer the employees at these locations the opportunity to transfer to other stores.
Yeah, they definitely mean that.
Mm-hmm. In an official statement, Target acknowledged that this decision was a difficult one, recognizing the importance of its stores in the communities they serve. However, the company stressed the need for a safe working and shopping environment for all its customers and employees. Target claims to have previously invested heavily in strategies to prevent theft, such as hiring additional security personnel, employing third parties, guard services, and implementing theft deterrent tools. Despite these efforts, the company reports that they have faced ongoing challenges in maintaining safety in these particular locations. While the store closures represent only a fraction of Target's nearly 1,900 stores nationwide, this move underscores the significant challenges retailers like Target face in reducing theft while ensuring the safety of their employees and their customers. It's important to note that these closures could have a considerable impact on local communities, especially those with limited access to retail options. Target stores often serve an essential resource for residents, including low-income and minority groups. The decision comes as Target's reported mounting losses due to theft, with projections that losses could exceed $1.2 billion this fiscal year. Incidents of violence against Target store workers also increased significantly in recent months.
I wonder how many billions Target has stolen in wage theft.
Speaking of theft.
I really, fam, this gets me I so incredibly upset that this lie is still being able to, they're still able to get the lie off.
Yeah.
And they're able to get full blown buy-in from mainstream media. Like, to watch the news is to believe that Portland is completely on fire.
Still.
And you mean to tell me, in all seriousness, you, if we're talking about theft, y'all ain't got nothing to say about Mall 205? The Mall 205 Target is just out there not getting, we don't have to worry about that one? Jansen Beach, you don't have to worry about it? It isn't the point. They're not going to close Jansen Beach. You know why? Because it's right next to Vancouver. They're getting way too much traffic right there, right? They don't care if they're getting stolen from. That's not the point. But it definitely sounds better than we don't want to spend this money here anymore.
Right. Do we know what their figures are for online sales? How that's increased since the pandemic? How online shopping has increased?
I mean, what we know for certain is that online shopping increased so much during the pandemic, and it changed the way that people shopped so much after we were out of quarantine, that there were already talks of, I don't think we need all these stores.
Right.
But how would you get rid of those stores if, I mean, like, the write-off of, we had to. There's just way too much theft happening. We just had to.
I need everyone to remember, these are the same retailers that reported record income,
profits,
guys.
Just months ago, Walgreens is like, we are shuttering stores around the country. We just can't continue to invest in anti-theft measures. If you go into a Walgreens, you like need help to get anything but candy at this point.
I can't even get action figures without them having to open
it. Like, someone's got to open a cabinet. Someone's got to use something to get a button off. Like,
I just want a Funko, guys.
Right. Everything is chained up. And then they say, whoa, maybe we were wrong about that. This is wild. Record profits. Also, too, plus and theft is actually down.
Wait for it.
It is down. It is less than in 2019 and 2018.
Listen to the significance of why Morgan is picking these years, guys.
That's pre-Panini. Pre-Panini.
The math is about to math.
So you guys have the most theft now, so much so that you must close your doors. But when you had more theft in 2019, you were just fine.
Right.
Is it inflation's fault? Like, what makes it harder now that you have less crime? Right. That it feels like more crime?
So understand the ramp up here. Understand the fake data that is being pushed. Morgan specified 2019 and 2018 because this is pre-pandemic, right? What happened in 2020? The world shut down. So there was very limited retail theft, right?
You know what else happened in 2020, though? A racial awakening, as they are calling it. Yes. And so those were violent Black Lives Matter riots around the city. And how come they haven't had to pay for that yet?
Right.
That's where they're sitting.
Right.
Right. And when I say they, I mean the people that are yelling about this. The stores know for certain they are lying.
Right. But I want to like slow walk cooking how they're cooking the books here. No, because that's important, because that's the motivation. That's the why. But the tool they're using, this cooking of the books, right? They're saying there's just been an exponential, gargantuan rise in retail theft.
They're just coming in and running out.
Right?
You just can't even do nothing.
When the stores were closed in 2020 and things went to online in 2021, bulk shopping went to online in 2021, retail engagement was non-existent. So if you have a flat line of zero people in the store that goes to a little people in the store because people still aren't necessarily comfortable with coming back out into the world. And then in 2022 and 2023, it skyrockets. It's going to look like a skyrocket, even if those totals are less than they were before the pandemic.
Right.
And the media gets to report it as retail theft is skyrocketing. Sure, but if before the pandemic, let's just throw an arbitrary number out there. If before the pandemic, it was at 17%. And then in 2020, it's down to zero. And 2021, it's at 3. And 2022, it's at 11. And then 2023, it's at 15%. They still get to say it's skyrocketed, but it's still less than it ever was.
Right.
So this is what we're talking about. When people, they're being unserious, but there is a motivation. And what you just said was definitely part of that motivation. These retailers are reporting record profits. So when they're talking about closing stores because they're losing money, understand it's a lie. And anyone that is peddling that, and it's unfortunate when you have citizens that are, you know, repeating some of those talking points.
Willfully ignorant.
Yeah. Willfully ignorant, and then some that just are ignorant, like that are actually victims in their own way, in the way that
for sure
they are employees at these stores.
Yeah.
And they've been fed the rhetoric by their employers hey man, you got to stop this theft. So some of them are putting their bodies on the line for this.
Right.
And then some of these stores that they're closing, they're losing their jobs, and their retailer has convinced them that it's the citizens in your community.
Right.
It's the houseless folk. It's these organized crime rings. They're the reason that you no longer have a job. This is a model we see over and over again in industry and politics and religion, pitting us against each other. Those that are in power constantly pitting us against each other. We argue amongst ourselves and they just keep shuffling.
And they just abscond with the billions.
Right.
Capitalism cannot work if you do not convince people that you need to have big business, and those CEOs of those companies deserve millions of dollars because they have provided jobs for people. It will not work without believing that. I mean, there are a lot of other things that have to go into it, but that is one of the things that you got to have people believe in, the bootstrap mentality and the merit system that does not exist.
Right.
We do not live in a meritocracy. So when someone is talking about he deserves it, why would any CEO deserve $400 million in a year when you get paid $925? Mm-hmm. I don't care if you get paid $35 an hour. Why do they deserve $400 million? Think about the workday.
Right. Go ahead.
I just want to say that these are actual systems. These are not, you know, like, this isn't the one-off. There's no,
right,
you know,
right,
like,
right. There's a legacy, there's a history.
There's a legacy of this. This is what capitalism gives us.
Yeah.
You cannot have it another way. Because there has to be somebody exploited. There absolutely has to be. So if it's not going to be free labor, we're going to do our very best to make it the cheapest labor we can. Because those profits belong in my pocket, baby.
Yeah. Solely.
Like, there is a real disconnect if you can still, in 2023, think about that my boss deserves more money because they provided a job. I want you to really think about what a Target does to a neighborhood. Does it change the shape in the way that it is just so much significantly better, or does it destabilize?
Right.
Because the convenience is wonderful, right? We love to be able to just downtown. I can run in there and run out. I mean, I don't, but you know, I don't go downtown because it's burning.
Yeah, I be in downtown Target all the time. And guess what? Never felt unsafe.
The people that are like, oh, I just see tons of stealing. Fine. And then what? They planned on that stealing.
Yeah, those security guards be on it.
And Target also is stealing directly from the people in the red shirts. And then they are stealing from you by raising prices when they don't even pay their employees.
We got a text from one of my birthday twins. Per capita, violent crime for Portland is 7.49 per thousand of population. Mobile, Alabama, 27.94 per thousand of population. Thanks for the stats. We Libras, we like the stats.
Not the red state looking real.
Wowie wow wow.
I did want to point out that because you mentioned stores being closed during quarantine, and many were not, right? Like I went, they were just, it was different. It was like, I went to the grocery store. I still went to Target.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I also did that in, you know, a completely different way.
Right.
And whenever I was at a store during quarantine with my gloves on and my mask and, you know, all the things, there were a small amount of people. Yeah. There was never a crazy line. There was never, you know, like for that short period of time, it was like, oh, you can get somewhere in a short amount of time in this city and you can just get your shopping done. You don't have to like fight with people to get through the store.
Right, right.
So the experience was completely different because it isn't the norm. We are in quarantine. People are not just able to do all of their errands on the weekend, right? Like they don't have to.
I'm so confused.
My point is that those stores did not lose as much as they ever talked about in the moment.
Right.
And then they were able to say that they lost their shirt and that they needed PPP loans because we provide jobs. And so they get millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars when the small businesses absolutely needed that money to make it. Also, the stipulations on those PPP loans, LOL, like if your business needed to have X amount of employees to be saved, you know what I'm saying? Like, right. think that through.
Do you
want people employed or not?
I was saying I'm so confused because here you are reporting from the ground, in the streets, being out there. The shopping environment was not crowded, wasn't a lot of people out there at all, yet they still reported record profits. I wonder where people were doing their shopping.
Mm. Well, but no, that's the thing, though. In 2020, they were all saying, we're losing our shirt.
Uh-huh.
They were not. They were making that money up online. Yeah, no question.
That's what I'm saying.
1,000%.
Like, from the gate.
Also, you know, Amazon became the biggest monopoly on...
Like, yeah, let's just stop.
So, anyway.
Stop, guys. Cut it out.
But then they were able to say, because they had told us already that they lost their shirts, they were able to, hey, we're going to get it back in blood.
Mm-hmm.
Watch.
Yep. Yep.
All of these stores closing to me is, you know, there are, I'm not saying that they all have the same motivation to close, but they all have the same motivation to say that it's because of theft.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just like Phil Knight doesn't want to renege on his promise to the Black community of Northeast Portland.
Right. But we're going to pull it out over here.
We can't still be there because it doesn't make us as much money as we want it to. That's not community.
Right.
So you don't get to call it the community store. You don't get to, you know, and then also you're not making me enough profit. So I'm just going to close you. Nike's not closing down. This is a multi-billion dollar global conglomerate. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Enterprise.
They will just build more stores. And then the stores they close, they will absorb that business online or into the stores that they just opened. Mm-hmm. They don't lose. And if they get to say, we wanted to stay here, we really wanted to continue to invest in the community, we just couldn't. The community pushed us out.
Right. Nice try, bro.
Nice try. No, it didn't. Number one. And number two, what does it look like for you to paint that picture of the people that you have been able to exploit their style, exploit the popularity that they give shoes, they give clothes, they, you know, make Nike, continue to keep Nike a household name. What does it look like when you paint the picture that those people actually are stealing from you, and so much so that you, multi-billion dollar business, you got to shut down? Well, how is it that any of these other tiny businesses are still making it then?
Right.
In the same community.
You're not fooling me, bro. I want to
record profit. So this, much so that this dude just keeps giving money, throwing it literally out the window. Money ain't a thing to people who are wasting our time and resources.
Yep.
That's what the wealthy are here to do. I'm sorry, Ambush. I did not mean to step on it.
Sorry. I'm going to squeeze in this mark dial. I'm going to push it to 906.
Let's go.
Yeah. So, this is a story that hit me in a way that was expected, but still unexpected, because of the amount of overwhelming evidence. And I felt like it's really important to squeeze this story in, because when these things happen, the Black community, Black and brown communities on a whole are affected. It doesn't matter what state, doesn't matter what city. When we see this come across our feed, it changes the dynamic of our day. And yeah. I really need, you know, members outside of our community to sit with that. And as you see a news story that doesn't necessarily, hit you the same way, understand that the communities that it does hit, you're interacting and engaging with those people on a daily basis. But Philadelphia police scare each other into killing a citizen, and apparently it's no one's fault. In a not-so-surprising turn of events, a judge in Philadelphia has dismissed murder and other charges against a police officer, Mark Dial, who shot and killed Eddie Irizarry. The incident initially raised questions, as it was described as self-defense by the officer, who claimed the driver was armed and lunged at him. The courtroom was filled with police and relatives of the victim, as body camera footage was shown during the preliminary hearing. The video displayed Eddie holding a knife near his right leg as police approached his stopped vehicle. The shooting occurred after a short pursuit prompted by erratic driving. Irizarry's family and prosecutors plan to appeal the judge's decision. The victim's relatives expressed their dismay, arguing that the police should not resort to fatal force over issues like speeding or perceived irrational behavior. The judge came to a decision based on her assessment that there was a lack of evidence to support the charges against Officer Dial. Dial's defense argued that he acted in self-defense, believing that Irizarry was armed with a gun. This case has been the subject of conflicting police accounts and public outrage. The Philadelphia District Attorney's Office is now refiling charges against Officer Dial following the judge's dismissal. It's worth mentioning that this incident adds to a broader national conversation about police use of force, particularly against people of color. Irizarry was a member of the local Puerto Rican community and had moved to Philadelphia from Ponce about 7 years ago. The decision to dismiss charges in this case has sparked renewed calls for accountability and justice, highlighting the ongoing challenges in addressing issues related to police conduct and community trust. Officer Dial's next court appearance is scheduled for October 25th. The other charges that were dismissed, the charges all included murder, voluntary manslaughter, and aggravated assault. So, you may not have seen the video. This was a pursuit in a car. The person pulled over. Eddie pulled over. The police officers parked in a way that he could not get out of his car, barricaded the car in. Well, parked in a way he could not pull off.
Right.
They barricaded the car in, hopped out, and within 6 seconds of exiting their car, Eddie was shot and killed.
Through the window.
Through the window. Window up.
Window up. Door closed.
Door closed.
Person, Eddie in the car, not facing. I'm sorry to have jumped in there, but I want to be clear that there are two officers, right? And one goes to one side and one goes to another. And they're both shouting the same things.
Right. Right.
Who am I supposed to listen to? Who am I supposed to look at? What am I? So the person who, the cop that shoots him, Eddie's not even looking at him.
No.
He's looking at that cop's partner who's on the passenger side.
Right.
And the cop doesn't, I mean, the cop jumps out of the car, gun in hand, finger on trigger. And that cannot, you cannot tell me that is protocol.
It's
right?
Not. It's
you
not.
Cannot tell me that that's how you're supposed to do this. This was an erratic driver.
You know what else is in protocol? You know what else is in protocol? Your initial statement from the police department was that Eddie got out of the car and lunged at the officer. Now, I specified that the police department, that precinct, that was the official response, right? Official report from them. Before, this is, they didn't release the body camera footage. The family got a hold of someone's Ring cam.
Yep.
And the family released that footage.
But and then the police were like, whoop, right. Banana peel.
But initially, their report was Eddie lunged at him.
Got out of the car and lunged at him with a knife.
Therefore, this shooting was justified.
Now, a knife.
Now, it's one thing that the officer lied, right? It's another thing that this was an effort by the entire precinct, the entire department, and an official statement. That lie alone, for me, is enough. It's enough. There is no credibility after that that says, I need to listen to you tell me that your life was in danger. You felt threatened. You felt threatened so much that you had to create a lie.
Mm.
You knew it was wrong in that moment. Your entire department knew it was wrong because they presented a lie as official record, as an official statement. And you mean you're going to, as a judge, they're going to sit up there and say, well, you know, not enough evidence was presented to say what? That a mistake was made? Where did the mistake start? Do the mistakes start with the false statement? From what's happening?
I just want to, because I know we got to wrap, but right. I just want to say, why, if the police lie from the jump, why do they get the benefit of the doubt later? You know they lied. There's right. verifiable evidence that they lied. This happens all the time.
Right.
You not only get visual proof now, we will get audio proof. And then somehow a judge goes, well, you know, that's a they did follow the protocol. In what regard? They lied.
They lied.
Off rip. That means that you don't get the benefit of the doubt now, right? That's what happens in every other scenario, unless it's the wokes.
Right. Right.
There's no reason you should ever believe what a cop says. None. You have no evidence in your life, in all honesty, to believe a cop.
None. None. None.
And know that if you are in that position where you, it's you or the cop is lying on you, fam. No question.
Yeah.
They are going to lie on you. You will be flabbergasted. Your mind will be in a bottle. And but you will also not be believed, and the cop will.
And they can do that with the confidence that the system will ride with them, whether they're caught in the lie or not.
Literally built for them to do it.
Yeah. Guess what, guys?
You got to finish.
That was news with my
Happy fiance. Birthday!
Today's show was made possible thanks to Morgan Jones and DJ Ambush and our podcast editor, Kyle G. Thank you for everyone that chimed in on text.
We did get a couple real quick.
Yeah, we did.
I'll be fast. Mm-hmm. So maybe good riddance to global companies that export the local money to somewhere else and have six-year-olds make their shoes. Maybe that opens up opportunity for local businesses. Ding, 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 ding.
Boy.
And we cannot hear the male voice. Yikes.
Ooh. Yeah, the production. Yeah, thank you for the production.
He needs to be closer to the mic. sorry. Sorry, friends. Sorry. Yeah. Sorry, fiancés. Hope you heard him. He was going off, too.
I was going off.
Kyle, you can change the games or something.
Kyle can hook it up in post for the podcast. You know how it goes, man. Don't let the individual distract you from the systems. Poverty is a policy choice. People over profits. Power to the people. None of us are free until we are all free. Thank you so much for listening.
Bye. Happy birthday, Ambush. Bye.